Islami be granted acceptance, protect it from evil and adversity.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, Wassalatu Wassalamu ala Sayyid al-Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalatu Wassalamu alayka ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. Assalatu Wassalamu alayka ya Nabiyallah. Dear viewers of Madani channel, you are watching the Madani news of Dawat Islami, and these are the headlines.
Maulana Haji Ubaid Raza Tari Madani visits the house of a security worker. Mufti Muhammad Qasim Attari delivers a sunnah-inspired bayan amongst the students of specializations at Faizan-e-Madina. A sign language course is held under Special Persons Department in Kushrawala, Punjab. Haji Muhammad Azhar Attari provides guidance to the participants on individual worship and ethics. Haji Muhammad Rafi Attari visits an under-construction Jamit Madina for girls at Model Town Okada. Rukneshura reviews the construction works, provides guidance to the representatives regarding construction. Haji Muhammad Bilal Attari visits the shrine of the host of the Holy Prophet Sayyiduna Abu Ayyub Ansari. An ijtima is held regarding the importance of teaching the Quran and educational institutions in Hafizabad, Punjab. The head of education department provides information about the religious activities carried out at educational institutions. A Madani Kafla course to start from 5th January at the Global Madani Merkaz Faizan-e-Madina in Karachi. The foundation of a Faizan-e-Madina, Jamt-e-Madina and Madrasat-e-Madina is laid in a village of District Bahawalpur. A report is included in the Madani News regarding looking after children during winter. An achievement of Dawat Islami in Calgary, Canada during the freezing cold weather of minus 28 degrees. Faizan-e-Makkah is inaugurated. A sunnah-inspired istima is held on this occasion. Personalities and local devotees of Rasul participate.
First of all, let's give you Madani news that the beloved son of Amir Ahle Sunnat visited the house of an Islamic brother presenting security services at Faizan-e-Madina. Let's watch the visuals in this Madani news.
Compassion increases love. Compassion makes strangers one's own. Empathy helps in good deeds and brings success in the hereafter. Saying two words of sympathy to someone may seem like a small act, but its blessings and rewards are enormous. Recently, the beloved son of Amir Ahle Sunnat, Maulana Haji Ubaid Raza Tari Madani visited the house of a security member in Aurangi town, where he offered dua for his well-being.
Let's give you Madani news from the Global Madani Merkaz Faizan-e-Madina in Karachi, where Abu Saleh Mufti Muhammad Qasim Attari delivered a sunnah-inspired bayan amongst the students of specialization in fiqh, specialization in hadith, and specialization in fiqh and Islamic economics at Darul Hadith Central Jamit-e-Madina. After the bayan of Mufti Qasim Attari, the students also expressed their views to Madani news.
उलमा से पूछ ले आए जो मुश्किल पेश कोई आओ उलमा से पूछ ले
آج مفتی صاحب نے جس موضوع پر بیان فرمایا فیوچر پلاننگ اور اس کے علاوہ لائف پلاننگ کے متعلق جو مفتی صاحب نے بات بتائی تو یہ فقط جو ہے دینی اسٹوڈنٹس جو ہوا کرتے ہیں اسکالر ڈوم کے جو اسٹوڈنٹس ہوا کرتے ہیں صرف ان کے لیے نہیں ہے بلکہ یونیورسٹی کالجز وغیرہ سب کے لیے لائف مینجمنٹ کے بارے میں مفتی صاحب نے بیان فرمایا
آج بھی ماشاء اللہ مفتی قاسم صاحب نے وقت کی پابندی کے حوالے سے اور ہماری زندگی کی پلاننگ کے حوالے سے جو گفتگو کی ہے وہ بہت ہی عمدہ اور بہت ہی اعلیٰ گفتگو کی ہے
ہمارے جو مقاصد ہیں وہ معین ہونے چاہئیں اور اسی طرح مفتی صاحب وقتاً فوقتاً ٹائم ٹو ٹائم تشریف لاتے رہتے ہیں اس میں مفتی صاحب جو ہے ہمیں مختلف موضوعات پر مختلف ٹاپکس پر ہماری رہنمائی فرماتے ہیں اللہ پاک جو ہے مفتی صاحب کو ان کے علم میں عمل میں برکتیں عطا فرمائے
ایٹ فیضان مدینہ گجراوالا پنجاب اسائن لینگویج کورس کنٹینیوز انڈر دعوت اسلامی اسپیشل پرسنز ڈپارٹمنٹ ڈیورنگ دی کورس رکن مرکزی مجلس شورا آف دعوت اسلامی حاجی محمد اظہر اتاری کیم اینڈ میٹ ود دا پارٹیسپینٹس He provided guidance to them on individual worship and ethics. Rukneshura also motivated the Islamic brothers to bring further improvement to their departments, take full part in the 12 religious activities and spread the invitation towards righteousness.
Jo neki ki daawat ki dhoome machaye main deta hu usko duaye Madina main deta hu
दुआए मदीना।
Rukni Shurahaji Mohammad Rafi Attari visited under construction Jamt Madina for girls at model town Ukala and reviewed the construction works. Besides this, he spoke with the Islamic Brother related with the construction department about construction works.
The Jamt Madina for girls continues to be constructed under Dawat Islami at the model town Ukala, Punjab. Rukni Shurahaji Mohammad Rafi Attari and the representatives visited the Jamt Madina and reviewed the construction works. On this occasion, Rukni Shura met with representative Islamic Brothers of the construction department and briefed them about the construction works. Rukni Shura also motivated the Islamic Brothers to start Jamt Madina girls in Shawwal Mukarram this year.
In Turkey, Rukni Shura Haji Mohammad Bilal Attari visited the shrines of the host of the Holy Prophet Sayyidina Abu Ayyub Ansari and the Honorable Companions and Awliya. He also offered Fatiha. Moreover, he offered Fajr Salah at the masjid adjacent to the shrine. Take a look.
Rukni Markazi Malis Shura of Dawat Islami Haji Bilal Attari is in Turkey. During the schedule, Rukni Shura along with the head of Central Asia and African Arab regions at the officials offered Fajr prayers in the masjid adjacent to the shrine of the companion of the Holy Prophet Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Ayyub Ansari Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi in Istanbul, Turkey. Rukni Shura also met with Imam Sahib and other Islamic brothers and briefed them about the religious and welfare activities carried out in other countries including Turkey. Moreover, Rukni Shura and other representatives offered dua and fatiha at the shrine.
Ahli sunnati ka beda par ashabe huzur najm gaye aur na hai itrat rasoolullah ki.
On this occasion, Rukni Shura Haji Bilal Attari told Madani News.
Abhi hame namaz e fajr sahabi rasool mezban e rasool hazrat sayyidna abu ayyub ansari radhi Allahu ta'ala anhu ke mazar sharif ke sath jo muttasil masjid hai یہاں ادا کرنے کی سعادت ملی ہے. نماز کے بعد مزار اقدس پر بھی اللہ حاضری کی سعادت ملی. حضرت سیدنا ابو ایوب انصاری رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ کا ایک ایمان افواز واقعہ میں آپ کے سامنے عرض کرنے کی سعادت حاصل کرتا ہوں. جب نبی پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم نے مکہ پاک سے مدینہ ہجرت فرمائی اور حضرت ابو ایوب انصاری رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ کو کے مکان عالی شان کو نوازا. حضرت ابو ایوب انصاری رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ اور آپ کی فیملی اوپر والی سٹوری وہاں حاضر تھے اور پیارے آقا صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم نیچے والے پورشن میں تشریف فرما ہوئے. خیال گزرا نبی پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم نیچے تشریف فرما ہے تو آپ اتنے بے چین ہوئے کہ پوری رات جو ہے وہ اس پریشانی میں گزری کہ یہ بے ادبی ہے کہ نبی پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم اور آپ یعنی آپ نیچے تشریف فرمائیں. پھر بارگاہ رسالت میں انہوں نے عرض کی تو پیارے آقا صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم نے اوپر والے حصے میں قیام فرمایا اور حضرت سیدنا ابو ایوب انصاری رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ اور آپ کی فیملی یہ گراؤنڈ فلور پر آ گئے. سبحان اللہ عزوجل, یہ صحابہ کرام رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ کے ادب کا انداز ہے. اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ ہمیں بھی باادب بنائے.
An istima was organized by the Chief Executive Officer Education District Hafiz Abad Javed Iqbal Babar regarding the importance of teaching the Holy Quran at educational institutions. During with the head of Dawat Islami's Education Department, he spoke and provided information about the activities of Dawat Islami at educational institutions. Let's learn more in this Madani News.
An istima was held with respect to the importance of Quranic education in educational institutions organized by Chief Executive Officer Education District Hafizabad Javed Iqbal Babar in Hafizabad, Punjab, in which CEO Education District Hafizabad Javed Iqbal Babar, DC Hafizabad Rana Saleem Ahmed Khan, Additional Session Judge Hafizabad, District Education Officers DEO Secondary Elementary, Assistant Education Officers AEOs, Heads of Higher Secondary and High Schools of District Hafizabad and other officials attended. The head of the Education Department Pakistan described the importance and virtues of the Holy Quran and motivated them to include the recitation of the Holy Quran in their routine and understand its message. An introductory video presentation of Marfatul Quran, Sirat al-Jinan, Madani Qaida and various applications were also given. DC Hafizabad, Additional Session Judge and CEO Education appreciated the services of Dawat Islami and assured their cooperation.
A 26-day Madani Qafla course is going to start under Dawat Islami's Madani Qafla department from 5th January Wednesday. This Madani Qafla course will be for the representatives of Dawat Islami, during which they will be guided on getting the Islamic Brothers to travel in Madani Qaflas and the religious activities carried out during Madani Qaflas. Let's learn more in this report by Mohammad Amjad Qadri.
A 26-day Madani Qafla course will be held for the representatives of Dawat Islami under Madani Qafla Department of Dawat Islami at the Global Madani Markaz Fazan-e Madina of Dawat Islami, which will start from 5th January 2022 Wednesday. The course includes a complete schedule of Madani Qafla, practical method of area visit, introduction of 12 religious activities, way of individual effort, what a Muballik and Amir-e-Madani Qafla should be like, and guidance was provided regarding other religious activities. The representative of the department said that
Dawat Islami ke Madani Qaflon mein bilkhusus mazbooti lane ke liye 12 دینی کاموں میں مضبوطی لانے کے لیے وقتاً فوقتاً ذمہ داران کو مختلف کورسز کروائے جاتے ہیں. اسی سلسلے میں مدنی قافلہ کورس بھی کروایا جاتا ہے۔ الحمدللہ اس کورس کی برکت سے کئیوں کی صلاحیتوں میں اضافہ ہوتا ہے، مضبوط امیر قافلہ بن جاتے ہیں، مدنی قافلے کا جدول کیسے چلانا ہے یہ آ جاتا ہے، ایک امیر قافلہ کو کیسا ہونا چاہیے یہ اس میں سکھایا جاتا ہے، انفرادی کوشش کا طریقہ، انفرادی کوشش کیسے کرنی ہے، مسلمانوں سے ملاقات کیسے کرنی ہے، انہیں نیکی کی دعوت کس انداز میں دینا ہے، اس کورس میں سکھانے کے ساتھ ساتھ پریکٹیکل بھی کروایا جاتا ہے۔ جو چیز ان کو کورس میں سکھائی جاتی ہے پھر باہر جا کر علاقوں میں اس کا پریکٹیکل بھی کروایا جاتا ہے۔ ابتدان چند دن عالمی مدنی مرکز میں کورس کے عاشقان رسول رہتے ہیں، سیکھتے ہیں، 12 دن مدنی قافلے میں بھی سفر کرتے ہیں، انفرادی طور پر بھی مساجد جاتے ہیں، علاقوں میں جاتے ہیں اور وہاں جا کر دینی کام کرتے ہیں۔
Dear viewers of Madani channel, you also travel in Madani Kaflas to get and spread the teachings of religion.
An eye camp was organized under FGRF. At the eye camp, the eyes of the students of Jamiat Madina were tested. Take a look.
اے دعوت سلام تیری دھوم مچی ہو۔
As Dawat Islami seeks to carry out its work in the country and abroad with the teachings of the Quran and Sunnah, it also organizes medical camps on various occasions to take care of the health and well-being of the students of its educational institutions, so students should not face any difficulty in getting education. Recently, an eye camp was set up at Jamiat Madina by Faizan Global Relief Foundation Sub-Department Madani Health and Research Foundation at the Global Madani Merkez Faizan Madina of Dawat Islami. The purpose was to check the accuracy of the eyes of the students studying in the Jamiat Madina and those whose eyesight is a problem.
The foundation of a Madani Merkez Faizan Madina, Jamiat Madina and Madrasat Madina was laid for construction under Dawat Islami in a village of Mubarak City, District Bahawalpur. The local Islamic brothers and the representatives of Dawat Islami participated.
Foundation was laid for Madani Merkez Faizan Madina of Dawat Islami, Jamiat Madina and Madrasat Madina under Dawat Islami in Basti Ratta Jawala, a village in Mubarak City of Bahawalpur. On this occasion, the district head, head of transport coordination department, cabinet head and other representatives were also present. Moreover, the local Islamic brothers were also present. The district had laid the foundation of construction works by putting bricks and offered dua for the Islamic brothers who support this cause. On this occasion, an Islamic brother expressed his views.
Masjid waste sanda marle zameen vidi thi aur ee masjid ka sambhav taun bhi karene pe hain insha اللہ سارے علاقے والے بھی بہت آن کرے سن اصا کوشش کرنے ہیں کہ این علاقے دے بڑھ چڑھ تے حصہ گنوں ہر چیز دے وچ نماز ہی پڑھی سی جمعہ نماز ہی پڑھی سی
ان دی اینڈ دی ڈسٹرکٹ ہیڈ ٹولڈ مدری نیوز ان دس ریکارڈ
یہاں پر الحمدللہ دعوت اسلامی کو 50 مرلے کم و بیش رقبہ عطیہ کیا گیا جس میں فیضان مدینہ جامع مسجد فیضان مدینہ مدرسۃ المدینہ اور جامعۃ المدینہ بوائز انشاءاللہ اس کا قیام عمل میں لایا جائے گا۔ الحمدللہ اس کی تعمیرات کا سلسلہ شروع ہو چکا ہے، جیسا کہ آپ دیکھ رہے ہیں بنیادوں کا سلسلہ شروع ہے۔ آج باقاعدہ طور پر سنگ بنیاد رکھنے کی سعادت ہم سب کو نصیب ہوئی الحمدللہ، اور انشاءاللہ یہ اس کے قرب و جوار میں دور دور تک مطلب اس طرح کی بڑی جامع مسجد نہیں ہوگی، اور یہ اس علاقے کی ایک بڑی جامع مسجد ہوگی انشاءاللہ۔ مدرسۃ المدینہ اور جامعۃ المدینہ باقاعدہ طور پر یہاں پر انشاءاللہ کلاسیں شروع ہوں گی، اور انشاءاللہ اللہ نے چاہا تو جلد از جلد اس کام افتتاح کریں گے۔ یہاں پر انشاءاللہ ہمارے اجتماعات کا سلسلہ ہوگا، نماز پنجگانہ با جماعت، جمعہ کی نماز، عیدین کی نمازیں سمیت دیگر بڑی راتوں کے اجتماعات بھی انشاءاللہ یہاں پر ہوں گے، اور مدرسۃ المدینہ اور جامعۃ المدینہ میں انشاءاللہ حفظ و ناظرہ اور درس نظامی عالم کورس کی کلاسیں انشاءاللہ یہاں پر شروع ہوں گی۔
As soon as winter arrives, the apple of the eyes of the entire household, the little children start getting sick. One major reason for this may be the dry weather and the lack of care by parents for their children. Due to the carelessness of parents, children catch the winter diseases. Let's learn how to protect children in winter in this report by Mohammad Amjad Kade.
Today's children are the future of tomorrow. The child's movements and mischief captivate the hearts of adults. But when children become sick, adults are anxious to bring them relief. By the way, the child should be taken care of in every season. But winter is more important because the symptoms of cold, flu and cough are often seen in children. The health of the baby is directly related to the mother. If they take some necessary precautions while taking care of the baby, then the baby can be protected from various diseases that may enter in winter. Clean the baby daily. Safeguards such as keeping bathing with lukewarm water in winter protect the child from winter illness. A doctor said that the child should be well covered, especially in the morning and evening.
بچوں کا احتیاط لازمی ہے، والدین ان کو اس سردی میں ننگے سر نہیں پھرنے دینا چاہیے، ننگے پاؤں نہیں پھرنے دینا چاہیے، اور ان کے جسم کو ڈھانپ کر رکھنا چاہیے، اسپیشلی صبح کے ٹائم اور شام کو ٹائم، جب سردی کی شدت بڑھ جاتی ہے تو اس ٹائم یہ احتیاطی تدابیر لازمی کرنی چاہیے.
This action involves moving the legs and leaving the head open. The doctor further said that if the child suffers from chest disease, he should be given warm food and drink to get rid of the cold in the chest. While taking care of the child,
home made soups وغیرہ ان کو دینے چاہیے اور عام پانی کی سٹیم دینی چاہیے. اگر خدا نہ خاصا انہیں ٹمپریچر یا چھاتی کے کوئی مسائل آتے ہیں تو فوراً اپنے معالج سے ان کو چیک کرانا چاہیے. اس میں لاپرواہی نہیں کرنی چاہیے اور نہ ہی دیر کرنی چاہیے. دیر کرنے سے بعض اوقات یہ ہے کہ بیماری کی شدت میں اضافہ ہو جاتا ہے اور پھر بہت بڑے مسائل بن جاتے ہیں.
Dear viewers of Madani channel, one should also take care not to make the children wear warm clothes constantly, as cold sweating can cause the child to catch a cold and he may suffer from chest disease.
We have some delightful news from Calgary, Canada, where by the grace of Allah Almighty, Dawat Islami's Madani Markaz Fazan-e-Makkah was inaugurated. With respect to this, an istima was held during which the head of Birmingham, UK region delivered a sunnah-inspired bayan.
The Madani Markaz Fazan-e-Makkah of Dawat Islami was inaugurated at Alberta in Calgary, Canada. With respect to this, a sunnah-inspired istima was held. People related to various walks of life, personalities, traders of the Islamic Brothers, and representatives of Dawat Islami participated. Moreover, the Birmingham UK region had delivered a sunnah-inspired bayan. The head of Birmingham UK region presented an introduction of various departments of Dawat Islami and informed them about the religious and welfare activities carried out globally, significantly the education being provided to students. The head of the Birmingham UK region motivated the participants to attend the weekly sunnah-inspired istima and participate in religious and welfare activities. In the end, Salatu Salam was recited, moreover, dua was offered.
Another amazing achievement of Dawat Islami in Canada. Dawat Islami has purchased a massive building, approximately 4,000 square feet, right in the heart of the community in Calgary, Canada. This building is going to be converted into the house of Allah, beautiful Masjid Fazan-e-Makkah, also a Madrasatul Madina, Madrasatul Madina Balighan, and also many activities of Dawat Islami will be starting soon here, approximately 10 minutes away from the airport. This is approximately $2 million Canadian project, and Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we have raised approximately 400,000 already, but we need your support, another 1.6 million for this project. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, is a huge sawab jari hai for you. Doesn't matter you live in UK or any part of the world. Ek badi amazing cheez dekhi ki when I went there, it was -28 degrees. -28. Hum sunkar hame jo hai wo sardi lag jati hai. I was thinking who's gonna come in -28 degrees. But when I went there to attend the ishtima, and was full packed, mashallah. Kaseer tadad mein ashkane rasool aaye the, aur ye dekhkar badi khushi bhi hui ki aapki daawat islami duniya bhar mein kaam kar rahi hai. -28 degrees ke andar bhi, barf ke andar bhi ashkane rasool daawat islami ke ishtemaat mein aate hain. Aaiye saath dete hain $1,000 ek inhone unit banaya hai aur $5,000 family unit hai. Hame iske liye kaseer rakam darkar hai. آئیے تعاون کرتے ہیں ہمارے کیلگری کے فیضان مکہ کے ساتھ.
Dear viewers of Madani channel, you have been watching the Madani news of Dawat Islami. Please fill the booklet of pious deeds. We will be back with more inshallah azza wa jal. For more information and previous news, visit dawatislami.net. Keep watching Madani channel. We will neither commit nor listen to backbiting. We will neither lie nor cause others to lie. Inshallah azza wa jal. Sallu alal habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
دعوت اسلامی بھی گرانٹیڈ ایکسپٹنس پروٹیکٹ اٹ فرام ایول اینڈ ایڈورسٹی یارو.